experiences throughout your career do you feel have had a big impact on either you or the college or the student body?
Let's see. Well, I think that this will sound funny. During one presidency, I can't recall which one it was. I think it might have been Jack Critchfield's presidency. He decided that Fox Day, here I'm going, shifting from Kent State to Fox Day, but I think it's important. He decided that Fox Day was outmoded. And it may be that there were a lot of faculty members who were annoyed with Fox Day for one reason or another. Maybe not a lot, but a vocal group. I loved Fox Day. I think most faculty members love Fox Day, but of course we wouldn't be caught dead saying that. But he simply suspended Fox Day, and I don't know how long it stayed in suspension. But when, actually it was Fred Hicks, who had been one of Jack Critchfield's assistants. When Jack stepped down and Fred was interim president, he, I guess because he was part of the Rollins tradition, had been at Rollins during Hugh McCain's time, he was the one who brought Fox Day back for a year, and then when Thad Seymour came in, he continued the tradition of Fox Day. I think that you know, in English history, there's the interregnum, the period between when the monarchy was suspended, and I think that that time when we didn't have Fox Day for, you're the historians, I don't know how many years it was, but when we didn't have Fox Day, we lost something. It was almost as if we couldn't have a day when it wasn't business as usual, suspending Fox Day. So bringing back Fox Day was great, and I think that students still look forward to it, faculty still look forward to it. Again, it's one of those traditions that is unique to Rollins, and there's nothing wrong with just sleeping in or going to the beach or taking a deep breath and relaxing for a day. So that was, I think that that's a, it taught us something, taught me something about Rollins and about tradition.